here out at the BASF Research Farm in North Carolina. With me is Dr. Dan Westberg, whom we've spoken to many a time. And this is an exciting thing for me. I've never gotten to be out here and see this. And just tell us a little bit about what you showed the Southern Farm Media out here today out on the research farm.
Well, we had a couple of different objectives here today, and one was we had the Southern Weed Science Society contest here. Mm-hmm. It's where new and prospective weed scientists that are working on their master's or PhDs with various universities are here for a contest, learning all the basics about weed science, whether it's weed ID, herbicide ID, and problem solving and calibration. Mm-hmm. So we got to see some of that action going on as we toured the farm here, and then we visited various plots, research plots, to show the media the different kinds of work that we're capable of doing here. Everything from a regulated trial that where we're looking at dicamba-tolerant soybeans to some peanut trials and some cotton trials, fungicide, insecticide, herbicide. They basically have the capabilities here to do it all.
Well, I talked to Glenn, and you know, he went through about the fact that the variety of crops that you can grow out on the farm, and that it's just such a great climate to be able to do that. But because we're Southern Ag Media here, we're probably most interested in the cotton and peanuts, and especially what you were showing us with as far as Zidua is concerned in peanuts. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we're considering developing Zidua and peanuts, particularly for season-long grass and broadleaf weed control. We already have it registered in corn and soybeans, and this is our first year of launch, and people have been really pleased with the control of Palmer amaranth and also some of the problem grasses like Texas panicum and broadleaf signal grass. It's really excelled. We've got a lot of positive feedback this year. We also had the opportunity here to look at some in-furrow treatments with headline in-furrow in cotton and then also Preaxor in-furrow in soybeans, and looking at the enhanced root growth that we can get with those types of treatments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was really interesting too. And what are you going to conclude from that, from what you saw there?
Well, we have our traditional uses with our fungicide portfolio, our advanced plant health portfolio in soybeans and corn, particularly with our traditional VT applications in corn and our R3 applications in soybeans. But we've also been looking at pre-tassel applications, looking at what we can do with more intensive management of disease and enhanced plant health. And like I said, one of those other areas that we're looking at are in-furrow treatments, where we can look at getting that stand established more quickly, getting a more robust root system. And we could see that today. In both the cotton and soybeans, where we had a more robust root system with the treatments with either Preaxor or Headline, gives that crop a stronger start early in the season.
Well, I know you also had some growers out here. You showed some growers around this morning. What did they like about what they saw out here?
Well, we showed the same things to the growers, and the in-furrow work definitely piqued their attention. And also some of the other work. And what we had them doing, we had these select growers come in. And one, we wanted to show them what we were working on, but we also wanted to get their input on their operations, what they think about, what's important to them, how do they make their decisions, what do they consider when they're making their input decisions, so we can better design or develop our products to meet any growing needs that are out there.
Where were the growers from?
The growers from all over. We had one from Arkansas, one from Indiana, I think one from Illinois, and one from Colorado, I believe. And we may have had one from Iowa. I may be mistaken on that, but I think we had four or five different very large growers that were here today.
And that's part of what BASF does, is get that grower feedback so that you know that you're working on the right thing.
We want to make sure that as we're developing our products that they're going to meet a customer need, and we don't want to assume what their need is. We want to make sure that we're meeting a need that they have. And, you know, sometimes we think we know what they want, but maybe there's a different way to deliver it that would work better in their equipment system, say, that would make their operation more efficient. So it's a way of fine-tuning the way that we can position a product locally, because, you know, a grower in Arkansas is going to have perhaps a much better, a different need than a grower in Indiana, not just because it's different crops, but because of the different equipment, different weed, disease problems that they're going to have.
All right. Thank you very much, Dr. Dan. Always great to talk to you here at the BASF Research Farm in North Carolina. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.